Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
The following is intended only for mature audience.
Hey everybody, what's up? It's Tuesday, June 12th. I hope you're ready for a long hour of me talking, because nobody else is here.
Hi.
And Scotty. No, I'm just kidding. Scotty's here.
Hola.
And there's Karen. Karen's here too. I was getting nervous.
Hiya. Who else is here? Everybody?
No, so far it's just me, you, and Scotty, two hotties.
Oh, okay. Scotty was going to have to cover.
Apparently. We were going to do a whole hour of the Mike and Scotty show. But
I know, well, right? You guys actually probably pretty funny.
Well, you know, I got to say, I got a joke I want to try out on you that I was just told about 2 minutes ago. So,
uh-oh.
Karen, you like dragons?
Do I like dragons?
Yeah, dragons.
Sure, I like dragons.
Well, good, because I'm going to be dragging my balls all over your face later.
Ew. Who told you that joke so I can smack the hell out of him?
Scotty.
Scotty Twatty, don't you be telling Mike dirty jokes.
Well, we fucking know people. It's all good.
That is a bad one. Mike can't be trusted with dirty jokes.
No, that's true. I was going to use it on 16.
He doesn't know how to act, so he can't be too bad.
No. I was going to wait and save it for Katrina to see how her ex
and what's her face? What the hell?
Well, what's her face apparently must still be carrying on from last night, I would assume. It's an extended meeting. I don't know.
Her meeting?
Yeah, her meeting. Exactly. And I'm not sure where Jeff is. I know he said that he had daycare training or something, you know, on how to not burn the house down and kill the kids.
Know how to not beat the children.
Yes.
I remember that. He did tell me about that, so he's probably running late, the little whippersnapper.
Yeah. It's important to know how to daycare your kids properly. So sure we'll,
heaven forbid he kill one of them children on accident. On purpose is another thing.
Yeah. On purpose is a whole other story. I don't think we'd be doing the reality show. We would probably be interviewed by Barbara Walters or something.
Right.
You know
what's funny about him? He's such a fronter. Like, he acts like he's all big and bad to those kids, and they get on his nerves and blah, blah, blah. And then I call him during the day, and he's like, yes, honey. Like, he's all sweet and nice to them. He's probably, like, the best, like, caregiver you could find. He just talks a good game.
Yeah, that's how Mama is. Mama's all talk.
Mm-hmm.
Mama's all hot air.
So what did you do last night? Did you just go to sleep?
Come on. By the time we get done with the show, it's like 10 o'clock.
I thought you would probably prank call our online bully.
No, I think Jeff tried. But,
our cyber bully.
Yeah, exactly. What's her face is here.
That's
what?
Right.
What's
her face? I cannot believe our cyber bully. That was so ridiculous.
I know. We were like threatening her. We were like, bring your ass on this show so we can kick your ass.
Yeah, I want to tar and feather her.
I know. We were going to be like, we're gonna online bully you.
She was seriously out of her damn mind. Like, that's ridiculous. Just crazy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think she's just one of those people that just wants attention, you know?
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, yeah. She's crazy.
But, yeah. Like, that was insane. Insane.
Absolutely.
Well, I told her I was going to Power Ranger pimp slap her.
I know. Huh. You're the opposite. You've got a love affair with Power Ranger. She's got a hate.
It's crazy, though. That's insane.
Yeah.
The thing is, like,
the N-word. And then
the thing is, like, well, that's just so fucking ridiculous. That's insane right there. But, like, why go after you when you're the nice one? That's crazy. Like, you know. Oh, I can't even believe that.
Yeah. Issues. And the crazy thing is, I was like, girlfriend, that word is in every rap song I know, so it's lost its meaning. Come up with something more creative.
Yeah, she wasn't very creative.
It's a girl, too. That's the crazy part about it. It's a schizophrenic girl. Like, she supposedly has, like, mental issues.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Clearly, anyone who wants to attack Ms. Ashley needs meds, obviously.
I know. She don't know. I'll pull my weave out and, like, kick her ass.
Ooh. I'll rip off everything fake on my body and kick her ass. It might take a while and some surgical procedures.
I'll take my
But I'll do
and
it. I will defend Ms. Ashley's honor to the death. I'm just
That's
saying.
Right. I wish you were here because I was like, man, Katrina would be just going off. Like, it was so funny. Like, we were cracking ourselves up. I think we just wanted to say every cuss word we knew, so we just did.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we kept playing that.
She's here.
She's here.
That's hilarious.
No, I mean, I got to, we got a shout out from Toku in the chat room. He just said he wanted to thank us for allowing himself, Heather, and Mike to call in and air their grievances. And, you know, I mean, anytime, and you guys know that this is pretty much an open forum, and we like that. And I got to say, too, like, you know, looking back on it, I mean, yes, you know, we call you guys crazy and you make all these crazy YouTube videos, but I got to say, like, seriously, I wish I had that much free time during my day to be able to do that. I mean, more power to you that you can do what you love.
No, you just wish you were talented enough to do it and not spend all day doing it.
Yeah,
you just
it.
Wish you got it like that where you could whip that shit out.
All right.
I know. That too. Like, Jeffrey was like, how do you guys do all this? And I'm like, Jeffrey, we're the losers who don't know how to do, like, we don't have webcams. These kids, they have everything. Like, they're doing YouTube videos every day just because.
Listen, I have a webcam because mom is a freak. Let me tell you, I have a webcam. I have every kind of camera there is. I'm just saying.
No, that is funny.
But yeah, I can't do what they can do. Yeah, no.
Right.
I created a web series and I still haven't edited it because I don't know how to use my MacBook Pro.
Look,
that's,
I'm have
that's
to,
how brilliant I am.
Do you,
you better send it to Mike.
Yeah,
Mike has a web now.
Do you need me to gift you my classes that I bought
Your
at
skills?
The Apple Store? No, I
bought
classes.
Yeah, I do.
What, didn't they try to sell you those when I bought my MacBook Pro like a month ago, a couple weeks ago, whatever, Memorial Day? They sold me for 1 year. You can go and sign up for classes so you can learn how to use it.
And how much did they sell you the classes to use the product that they sold you originally?
$100.
$10,000.
$100. $99. And
well, that
I
seems
get,
like not a bad deal.
That's actually
well,
pretty good.
No, it's really not. Like, it's $99, and there's no limit. Like, you have it for an entire year, and
right.
you can go schedule, like, and it's not like, you know, classes like college with a bunch of folks. You can go schedule yourself one-on-one with an Apple Store trainer.
A
so,
genius?
Yeah, a genius.
An Apple
yeah.
genius?
And let
yeah,
me tell you what,
genius.
Some of the Apple geniuses are kind of hot.
Are hot?
All right. So,
I think
like,
they purposely do that. They hire, like, nice-looking geniuses.
Hot nerds.
Yeah, hot nerd. I love a hot nerd.
Oh, man, hot nerds are the best.
Love a hot
yeah.
nerd. I'd be like,
are we
look.
Talking about tea or are we talking about the Apple geniuses?
I like hot nerds because they're smart enough to keep up with me and they can afford dinner.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta
yeah,
love nerds because
when
nerds
just be a billionaire out of nowhere.
Exactly.
Like, one day they'll
exactly.
Something. It's like their whole life changes.
Nerds rule the world.
Hell yeah.
I like Hell nerds. Yeah. We balance each other out.
Uh-huh. You would definitely, you'd pull them out their shell and they'd like calm you down.
Exactly. Yeah, it's perfect.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a match made in heaven. I'm going to go find you an Apple nerd here in a minute. Forget the spandex.
Maybe that's a scene that we need to work in for the reality show. We can hook up with Apple, and me and Katrina can go into the Apple store to do a little one-on-one training and fight over the trainer.
That'd be awesome. Apple store.
Yeah.
Me and Jeff will go scope it out.
Like, look, I
love it.
I don't know how to use the mouse. Can you put your hand on top of mine and make me feel the gesture?
Oh my gosh!
Oh, Lord, he'll be like, sir, that's not your hand.
Like, no, that's
not your hand. Mm-hmm.
Mike J will get a date anywhere. He don't care.
I believe it.
If it's a hot guy, it's on a poppin'.
Look,
and if he's in college and it's a girl, well, you know.
You got everything you need at the Apple store if you really want to have a date. Like, they got those little iPods. You can play some music on their little sound system speakers.
They got cameras. You could film it if you're feeling freaky deaky after you hear the music.
Absolutely.
All of that.
You can email that shit. You can chat with each other right then and there, you know. It's like everything you need. All you need is some food, and the food court's probably upstairs, so it's on and popping.
Listen to you planning it out.
Look,
I'm trying to get my swerve on at the Mac store. Shopping always does turn me on.
I'm going to have you and Mike married by the end of the year.
I don't know about that.
Maybe we can get a discount on Mac Pro.
Right?
I just want the discount. That's all I want.
No,
you're just
going
to pimp us out for a discount?
Look, Karen, you just got to hook yourself up with a hot professor or a hot college student, because anyone who's in education gets like $100 off.
Yeah, but I'm already spoken for, so I gotta pimp you out to get the discount.
All right, well,
he's okay with that. He's totally okay with that. As am I. Listen, I thought you were gonna pimp me out for free airline discounts. What happened to that?
Forget the Apple person. We need American Airlines workers.
Right, you get me the airline. You can pimp me out for the airline products, and you can pimp Mike out for the Apple products.
I know.
And then we'll be good.
Mm-hmm. We're good. We'll be covered. So, have you ever been on a blind date? Like, someone hooked you up?
Yeah, I was hooked up on a blind date with a Power Ranger.
Was it blind, though? You've seen people on TV before. Was it blind?
You mean if you've stalked them on the internet and they've come on your radio show? Is that what you mean?
Was it technically blind?
I guess not. I don't know. What constitutes a blind date? You've never seen the person before?
I've seen them before.
Yeah.
Like, that's a blind date. Like, you show up and you're like, I'm wearing a red shirt.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
No. Then I guess I've never been on a blind date.
Oh.
How about you, Mike?
I have, and they've been disastrous every time.
Every time.
I've done a lot of hooking up in my day. I'm not going to lie. There's no point.
No point?
There's no point. So, I mean, usually when you're hooking up on the internet, either... Occasionally, you run into the folks that are either don't have a photo, and for whatever my stupid reason was, either I was extremely horny that night, or I was going to say desperate, but not desperate, horny, or just really in the mood, or something, I don't know. And you just go off of the stats that they tell you, and then you give them your address. Yeah, that's how people get killed. I don't recommend it.
Exactly. Never give a stranger your address. That's your first mistake. Haven't you seen To Catch a Predator?
I mean, look, I had someone show up at my apartment once, and we started doing our thing, and let me tell you what, I could not eat tuna noodle casserole for about 6 months after that.
Dude, what the hell? How are you talking about?
I don't
want to know.
Mm-mm. Tuna noodle casserole.
Yeah. Let me just say that, girls are not the only one that have tuna smelling problems, all right? There are guys that have that problem too.
Oh, no, you did not. Okay, all right. Question. Question. All right. Okay, now, as a guy, I heard that when you're on a date, you do the sniff test. Like, you do some kind of something so that you can smell where you're going before you get there and you walk away and check it out. Like, for instance, I was on a date one time and I ended up dating him for, like, 2 years. And he told me that he did the sniff test. I was like, what? How'd you do that? He's like, we were making out and we were doing, you know, and then I walked away to go get a bottle of champagne. And when I walked away, I did the sniff test when you weren't looking. I was like, what? I'm like, but you knew me for how long? And yeah. So then I asked all my guy friends, and they're like, oh, you got to do the sniff test. You don't want to even head down there unless you know it's safe. I'm like, but wait, why would you spend time with someone if you even think for a second it's not safe? And they said, because you can wrap it up and not worry about it. I was like, oh no. That's so wrong. And then I realized that this sniff test is not a unicorn. Like, it's not just some fictional thing. Like, they do it. They all do it. And so, Mike J., you need to do the sniff test to protect yourself from, future problems.
How do you do the sniff test?
You
want to
let your hands touch their lovely lady lumpy part or the private section.
Oh.
And then you walk away, like she said, and you sniff your hands.
Oh.
Yeah, well, you do a little Lois and Clark adventure. You go exploring,
all right,
and then
hold
you
on.
Somehow sneak a sniff, and then you can decide whether you want to go around that area or not, and then you can avoid yourself a lot of problems.
I'm assuming that this has occurred after a few times that you've been like out on the date, because obviously if you're with a guy and he starts running his hand down into your lady part, and you just met him, that's not going to fly.
Oh, well, no. This is like if you're gonna get down to business.
Take it to the next level.
All right.
Like,
well,
right.
It's not like you're dating where, like, that's the first date. Our next level.
All right.
It's like the time has passed when we get to the next level.
Right. Like I said, I kept this one around for years.
Right. Did you notice in the story prior to this that he met someone, they showed up to his house, like he had met him, he gave him the address, and then they started getting in the tuna casserole section.
Exactly.
So, that means Mike is the official whore of our show.
Oh, stop. I gotta get a straight person's perspective on this. Scotty Too Hottie, I know you're there. Have you ever done the sniff test?
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Well, give us an example.
Yeah, I need to hear this.
And,
I don't.
If you're messing around or whatever, and you're contemplating on going down on a girl, you using your hands first, and you just kind of slowly move your fingers across your face just ever so slightly so you kind of can smooth it out. And if you're
wiggle.
You give it a little jiggle, and then you give it a little wiggle in the pan.
So my next question for Scotty Too Hottie, are you on the sweetie side or are you on the slutty side with Mike? Are you giving it up on the first date, Scotty?
It depends on the girl. Depends on if actually, like, if I know it's just one of those kind of giving it up on the first date just to get it in, you know?
Like, if you met her at the bar at school?
Oh,
like,
yeah,
a really raunchy one?
Where I start talking to her between 1:45 and 2 a.m., that's a girl That's a girl that is just getting it in and send her on her way.
Wow.
Well, look, there's a difference, though. Like, with straight guys, they're not considered sluts or hoes or anything like that. That's like, bro, you banged her. Yeah, man, bang her, tap that shit, sniff test. sniff and scratch. You know, scratch and sniff, whatever.
Scratch and sniff, dude.
Scratch and sniff.
But with girls, it's different.
I think you guys have standards, though.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, Scotty, have your straight friends, your guy friends, ever been like, whoa, bro, you're sleeping with too many girls?
No, of course not.
I know. No.
Yeah,
not.
I'm not saying that, but I think some guys, like, they, you know, I don't know, like you said, it depends on the girl.
I got a,
you guys know Phoebe from Friends, right?
Yeah.
Where do you think Smelly Cat came from? Smelly Cat.
What are you feeding him?
Oh, no. Well, look, I got a shout-out from Topher in the chat room. Give her pickle a tickle and push the bitch away.
Topher. I need Topher to call in. I need to know, is he a sweetie or a slutty in the gay world?
Oh, yeah. Although, Topher, I got to say give her pickle tickle. That sounds like you sleeping with some drag queens. All right.
Or, yeah, it sounds like you're getting it in Thailand.
That's his preference.
Oh, Katrina, you're going to love this. Jeffrey just called in. Mama has joined us, but Scotty Too Hotty is screening him right now.
I do love it. You know I love it. So finally, I'm not the only one.
All right, well.
I know.
Well, Topher is going to let his fingers do the walking and call us in. James is actually hanging out on the line. So, Karen, you can ask James if he is a slut.
Lips, where are you at?
Oh, my goodness. This is not what
are
I
you
wanted to be
on. Are you a sweetie or a slutty? Do you generally give it up on the first date?
No.
Mike, you're the only slutty, man. I'm telling you.
I would give it up on the first date for a Power Ranger. Kind of like, what would you do for a Klondike bar? What would I do for a spandex bar? Almost anything.
I think everyone at some point, like, there's one person or somebody that you give it up on the first date. But I'm talking, like, generally, are you a sweetie or somebody? You're a sweetie, generally, Katrina. I think you'd make an exception for a spandex bar.
I would. Mm-hmm.
So... All right, James, I'm just curious. So, like, because I guess apparently I'm not aware of this whole sniff test in the straight community. Is there a sniff test for the gay community? Like, when you're messing around, you maybe slide your hand down his rear, and if you pull it out and it smells like poo, you just don't go there?
No.
All rears smell like poo?
I don't think there's a test like that. I mean, granted, if I was going around with a guy and he smelled like that, I probably would say, you need to go take a shower. But, I don't think there's a sniff test. Either. If there is, I am not aware of it.
All right, well, let's, Karen.
I think the Badonkadonk always stinks, doesn't it? I mean, I'm just saying.
No, look. Your man junk only stinks if you do not wash it in the morning or if you don't shower after you work out or go play basketball, okay?
I kind of like the smell, like, after you work out. The man smell, I like it.
Oh, God.
The only other time your man junk should be stanky or have some sort of stickiness on it is when you're going through puberty and you have wet dreams and you wake up in the morning and there's some residue. Otherwise...
Oh.
If you win
the Wow, man. When did this become 8th grade health class? Or, like, that probably happens before 8th grade. When did this become, like, 4th grade health class?
I don't know. Oh, God.
Mike took over because, like, he has to overanalyze it.
I should. I'm overthinking. I should quit while I'm ahead. Oh, God.
Keep it in the gutter, Mike.
All right, well, okay. So before I jump to Topher, who's patiently waiting, Scotty has sent me... the definition of the sniff test.
Yes!
And
Scotty has a definition.
And I apologize. I'm about to read this. And viewer discretion is advised. So when you are about to eat pussy, you slowly go down for the... Okay. You slowly go down for the all's clear at the belly button. If you
get
that far and it doesn't smell bad, you can safely proceed. If there is a stench, you can slowly work yourself back up and shove your dick slash or pussy back in her mouth.
Oh my gosh.
And that was a stiff test
for men. Look at you opened up, Katrina.
No.
Listen, I was trying to help a brother out, and I was trying to tell Mike J that he should do the sniff test so that he doesn't get caught with tuna hamburger helper bullshit again. I was trying to hook a brother up and help him out and show him the knowledge and tell him there's a better way. That's all.
Maybe if he stopped hooking up with nasty boys, this wouldn't be a problem.
Careful. The person in question happens to be a...
We've been doing two tests, Jeff, while you've been gone.
I've been at home for like 10 minutes. The sweetie is the one who kind of waits, and the sweetie is Mike. So far, Mike's the only slutty we have on the phone. So he only sex on the first date with a stranger. Mike, you talking about sniff tests, and what about that boy that smelled like tuna fish, and you still hooked up with him?
That's what we're talking about.
Katrina said he should have did the sniff test, and so we all got caught up in the sniff test because he had tuna help us for dinner.
You know who needs to know about the sniff test? Well, maybe it's too late because this person in question is actually the husband of one of our former co-hosts on this show. So, listen.
Ooh.
I'll let you put two and two together.
Former co-host on the show's husband?
With the itty bitty teeny weeny.
Oh, you talking about Madison Devine, and they weren't ever really married? You talking about Matt? I'll call it out. I don't care.
Since you called it out. So here is the sniff test for women. Now, this is what a woman would do to a guy.
This is what you would do also.
Yeah, this is what I would do. When a girl or Mike J sniffs a guy's trunk to see if he's been fucking around with someone else before he came home.
If she smells bad,
he's guilty as charged. So if you go down on your man and you sniff in his junk like you want to give him, you know, a little oral stimulation, so to speak, and it smells like badge or someone else's
like
canned tuna, your man's been cheating.
It smells like cooter banger.
Cooter banger. All right.
Cooter banger. Rotten cooter banger.
Well, right, if they don't wash their junk off and they just play with themselves, it still smells.
Yes, but let me get Topher on here so Karen, you can ask him. Topher, how's it going? There's Topher.
Ain't nobody asked me.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, Topher. I need to know, are you a sweetie? I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Let's get the formalities out of the way before you drill me.
No, I'm are you a sweetie or a slutty? We need to know.
Okay, so I was both at one point. I'm not going to lie.
Good answer.
All of the above.
I was both. So I was slutty first, sweetie second. The way that I think gay men take care of it is normally there's like a lot of rubbing and grinding with like underwear on, and you can kind of tell because it kind of wafts through your hands a little bit, and at that point you can decide, okay, is he cute enough to do, or is he cute enough to just let it go? If he's cute enough to do, then you offer the whole shower
scene. If he's a let it go, how do you tell him to put his pants back on?
I have no clue when it comes to that. I'm like, dude, you stink. It's time for you to leave.
You got to go.
Or you people hooking up
but
with.
But if he's a keeper,
fine,
but if
know.
He's a keeper, if he's a keeper, then you offer the whole shower scene.
Well, Mike's the only one who said he had a tuna helper. I mean, you tell us who he's hooking up with.
Karen.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I don't understand this. Why
what?
Are y'all
what?
Hooking up with smelly people to begin with?
We are looking up with smelly people.
That's rude.
Mike told us the story that he hooked up with a guy that smelled like tuna helper, And then we got a whole about, you know, we figured out right out the gate that he just met this person, like, that day, and they hooked up, and tuna help.
No. He met him online, and then they hooked up. Let's get the story straight. This is why y'all got to hook up with quality.
But he met him, like, in person for the first time that day.
Yeah, that day.
I'm sorry,
like the first face to face.
Somebody that stunk. Like, I don't know what y'all doing wrong, but maybe
but how do
you
know
just
until you
try the method.
I like
because
that.
I don't know, the people I hook up with maybe is just cloudy and they know the bays before they come over for a little bump and grind. That's foul.
But what if they
just
left the gym?
Nasty.
What if they just left the gym? Then what do you do?
Well, I'm not
exactly. What do you do if you're sparring with a hot Power Ranger and you're sweating all over each other, rolling around in the gym in the ring? What do you do?
Okay.
Do you say get up and take a shower or rub your sweat on me, big baby?
If you're all getting sweaty together, odds are you probably stink just as much.
Right.
But I'm talking about if somebody just went to the gym and they're going to come over and try to hook up with you, they need to have the politeness to shout first because that's rude rough. That's just ignorant. And why would you even attempt to be like, bitch, you just got home from the gym. You need to go shower. I mean, what's wrong with you?
Joe, they could have showered before they came.
I'm saying. Like, Joe has never once come home from the gym and like, baby, suck my wiener. Like, are you not? Like, he's polite. He's going to go take a shower first.
Now, how long did it take you to train him to do that?
I never had to. He was polite. He ain't nobody rude person. He's polite. That's just ignorant right there. I'm sorry, but if you stink, you need to go home and wash your vagina or your penis. I mean, that's just rude.
I agree. Absolutely.
100%. I agree that it's rude, but
yeah.
If that's... What if, like, that's your person? Have you ever gone and worked out with someone that you're dating or, like, someone you're dating works outside or whatever and you think it's, like, manly and sexy?
No.
That's
not
like
that's your business.
Don't turn me on. I need you to smell like soap or, like, lotion or something.
See, I think it, I don't mind it. Like, if that's my man and we just worked out together, I don't mind. I think it's hot.
There's a difference between a little bit of sweat and some funk. I'm talking, if you got a funky smell, that's a whole different ballgame from just,
yeah,
you know,
no, if you've been like, yeah, no, if it's like bad
what
funk, then no.
That'd be good, and I don't think you're referring to that.
Yeah, I'm referring to like a little bit of like man smell. Like,
yeah, well, that's fine, but I'm talking about if they just know. If
yeah.
They're not like, if you go to go.
And perspiration are two different things.
Look, you know it's dead wrong, and you need to avoid it if when you go down there and you're looking all around and you find, like, all sorts of crazy ball jam and toe sweat and some lips stuck up inside the bush, all right?
I remember that's the most. You talk about, you may come over, he got little cotton balls on his penis, look like an anteater, But, you know, I tell you, this one faggot, he told me rules to live by. Actually, it wasn't a faggot, it was a straight man. He said, rules to live by with women. If it smells like fish, it's a dainty dish. If it smells like cologne, leave it the fuck alone.
Oh, God. I'm not going to make it, guys. That's nasty.
So nasty.
Wow.
Oh, goodness. All right. Well, you know what? Maybe we should take a quick break and get to all of the day's news. What you guys think?
Cool.
I'm down.
All right, and hopefully there's no fish on clearance at the meat market. All right, well, the official word is denied. A Ku Klux Klan group's controversial application to adopt a stretch of highway in North Georgia has been denied by the Georgia Department of Transportation. That's right. The group, the International Keystone Knights of the KKK, had applied to adopt a one-mile stretch of highway in northern Georgia.
Oh, my gosh.
The Georgia Department of Transportation also said that the section of roadway requested is ineligible for adoption because its posted speed limit of 65 exceeds the program's maximum of 55 miles per hour. A letter of denial is being sent to the group. And a little bit of an alert for you guys tonight, why you should not carry stray bullet shells. Yes, we can't blame guns for all the shootings in the world because a Pennsylvania woman was apparently wounded by a bullet that exploded in her purse. The unidentified shopper in a Williamsport Lowe's home improvement store was shot in the leg by a bullet even though she wasn't carrying a firearm. The 56-year-old woman was treated for her injuries at a hospital and discharged. Finally tonight, if Tuna Helper doesn't float your boat, maybe a sweet and salty happy ending will. Yes, that's right. Burger King wants to lure customers this summer with a barbecue party and a bacon sundae. The world's second biggest hamburger chain on Thursday is launching several pork, beef, and chicken sandwiches as limited time offers. And for a sweet ending, the company is also offering a bacon sundae. That's vanilla soft serve, fudge, caramel, bacon crumbles, and of course, a full-size piece of bacon. From the Primetime Update News Desk, I have just checked and I am officially clean and lint-free. Jeff, Karen, Topher, James, and Scotty Tuhati, back to you. And what's her face?
Wow.
Wow, really?
Bacon sundae. I don't think so.
Bacon? Really? That's messed up.
I went to an event that had a bacon truck. The whole truck was bacon. Like, all they served was bacon. Bacon tacos, bacon ice cream, bacon everything. And I had to try the ice cream. It was so wrong. It was disgusting. It was exactly as it sounds, just gnarly.
Awful.
I mean, I've had bacon taco before, and bacon taco is pretty good, but I cannot imagine bacon sundaes.
They have a bacon cupcake at this one place, and it just tasted like bread. Like, they made the cake taste like bread so that it was like bread and bacon. And it was just, if I want a cupcake, I want a cupcake. I don't want bacon. Like, it didn't make any sense.
Well, right. Let me ask Mama. Mama's the connoisseur around here, knows very fine dishes. Mama, what you think about vanilla soft serve with caramel fudge and bacon crumbles?
I know a lot of people like it, but it's just not my flavor. Like, I don't want, it's like, you know, I don't want fruit in my fucking dessert. I don't want no fucking cheesecake with no raspberries, strawberries, and nothing. I just want my fattening shit. So you need to keep your fucking bacon the fuck out my dish.
But it's fattening. Bacon's fattening.
I don't give a fuck. I don't want it in my dessert. That's a breakfast thing for me.
Exactly.
Now, bacon is good with chocolate. Like, if you do, like, dark chocolate with bacon and a little bit of sea salt, that's actually really good. I'm going to stand by.
I've tried it.
Like,
the bacon
dipped
in chocolate.
It's really good. Bacon, chocolate, with a little bit of salt.
Like that. At World Market,
it's really good.
Yeah, and at World Market, you can buy that. So that's
I love World Market. It's awesome.
I do, too. That is one of my favorite stores. They have some of the weirdest shit, but it's so great.
They do. I love their faux, like, African and Indian and Asian stuff. You know Indian people don't have that shit in their house. Uh-uh.
I like their wine department. That's just me. Like, I like their wine department, but that's just me.
Oh, yeah, they got a good wine department. World Market has a great wine department. They actually have a really good wine section.
Shout out to all my lushes that try and go to the home store and come out with wine.
With wine,
okay,
right?
I have a plug.
Oh, go ahead.
So I want you guys to try, if you guys like red wine, I want you guys to try. It's called Apothic Red, APOTHIC, Red. It is by far my favorite red wine ever. And you can get it at World Market for like $9.99, where everywhere else it's like $14.99. It's the best red wine I think I've ever had.
Can I get that in a box?
Uh-huh. It's awesome. It's an awesome bottle. I'll post a picture on our Facebook page. It's fantastic. It's the best wine I've ever had. And
I went to CVS yesterday, and they had cartons, like the size individual cartons like a protein shake comes in, full of Chardonnay. Chardonnay in the carton.
It's like a glass, like by the glass.
It was like, it was cardboard. It was ridiculous. I'm like, really? Who buys Chardonnay in a carton? Not even a whole box, just a carton.
That is funny.
An individual serving of Chardonnay in a carton with a twist-off plastic top.
I think it's great, though, if you think about it. Like, if you just want a glass of wine and you really don't want to, like, you don't have anybody else to help you drink the bottle, then you just get you a carton.
I think it's terrible because it's, like, it's almost like they're marketing to kids. Like,
no,
it looks like a juice box, but it's Chardonnay.
No, you know
that's
what they have in
bullshit.
Texas? This is the best thing in Texas. In Dallas and in Odessa, where I'm from, there's these drive through and it'll say adult snow cones. Like, you pull up, and it's like a it's like if you went to a drive through, and you basically can order margarita. You can order, like, there's 50 different flavors, margarita, pina colada, whatever, Bellini. It's, like, the best drink, and what they do is they serve it to you. They'll put your cup and your straws, and they'll fill it in a plastic bag. You can get an extra shot if you want it, whatever. And, I mean, it's, like, the best thing because it's, like, a frozen daiquiri to go. You can buy it by the gallon. Like, if you have parties, like, we'll have parties, and we'll buy it by the gallon. So amazing.
Sounds awesome.
And you just drive through. Yeah, you just drive through, and it's a closed container because it's served in a plastic bag, like a sealed plastic bag.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, I want to open one of those in L.A. Like, and every time you go, there's a line literally wrapped around the whole building.
Wow.
Can you drink in public like that?
You can't drink. Well, it's they give you the cup and the straw and everything. They seal it in a plastic bag. Like, you know, like they put it in a bag and then it's sealed. So it's like beer. If you bought beer, it's closed. You can't open it until you get home. But yeah, it's a closed container. It's
I'm
amazing.
Opening the chain in Charleston. That's it. That is awesome.
It's called Eskimo Hut. Look it up. It is, like, the best. And they got, like, 100 flavors. Any kind of daiquiri, any kind of anything. It's, like, pink panties. They got Bellinis. They got, like, anything. Any flavor you want. It's like a snow cone. It's amazing.
You can go. I have an idea. The perfect date is you pick up your honey, you go to this Eskimo Hut, you get a gallon of margarita, and then you go to a drive-in, you bust open that gallon, and you do a sniff test, and then you have a happy ending in the open stars.
Nice.
There you go.
Look, if it's a blind date, that's perfect, because even if they're ugly when you pick them up, you go pick up a gallon of margarita at the drive-thru.
And it's dark at the drive-in, so you're good.
You're good to go. I mean, hell, you could just, whatever, put a bag over their head and then don't, I mean, you know.
They have a palace that's amazing. Texas is, like, the best thing. Like, Texas is one of those cities where they try things out, but they've got dinner and a movie. Like, you walk into the movie theater, right, you play regular movie prices, you sit down, and there's a table in front of you, right? But it's like a normal theater seating, and there's, like, a table in front of you. And then you turn on your little light. They give you a light, so you kind of click it, and the light comes on. They have a full bar. They've got a full restaurant. So you're, like, eating dinner and watching a movie. And it's, like, dinner and a movie. And you
I need to go there.
Yeah. And like, you won't get popcorn. You'll get, like, you know, a steak salad or, like, you can get anything. Like, they have gourmet food. And as soon as you walk in, there's a full bar right there in the lobby.
Hell yeah.
Nice. I'm in.
Nice.
It's on and popping. And it's funny because you get distracted because you're, like, drinking and you're eating and you're like, oh, I got to watch a movie. I can play me distracted.
So, you know, speaking of, like, discounts and where you can get all sorts of great wine for cheap and everything, you guys have all heard of Groupon by now, right? Groupon with a G?
Yes, I love Groupon.
All right, well, okay, so... funny story, you know, you guys know I was off on Thursday and Friday, and my parents were up, and my mom loves Groupon. She actually got some great deals, but we went to this very upscale, expensive restaurant down on Cape Cod. It was in Cotuit, not too far from the water, and, well, they you could tell all of the Groupon folks from... the regular folks. In fact, they had all of us Groupon folks actually in one room together. We were the ones that were, you know, right there at 5 o'clock before the restaurant even opened, sort of jiggling the door handle, trying to get in. We were the folks that were coming in with our jeans and our wrinkled T-shirts. Well, the folks in the next room were all in khakis and, their Calvin Klein blazers, So it was quite the experience, I have to say. It really was. I have to say, I had never felt more like trailer trash ever in my entire life, and I mean that in a very good way. It was a very humbling experience, I have
to
say.
But you can't be trailer trash if you're in the same building with people who are eating the same thing as you and they're in a jacket.
Well, they were in a separate room.
Well, Mike's saying it, though. Those other people paid like $200 for their meal, and Mike paid $25.
Pretty much.
Right.
Pretty much. I mean, it was I get like the whole point of the Groupon is, you know, you get to actually experience things you normally otherwise wouldn't. I mean, our meal for the three of us normally would have costed about $200, as Jeff said. And ultimately, after the Groupon discount was applied, I think it was $25. So
that's messed up. That's awesome.
I mean, here's,
wow.
I was down with the whole experience. What I don't understand is, maybe Karen, Katrina, you guys can shed some light on this. Like, right in between they served us our salad and right before the lobster came out, they brought me this little dish of, like, purple sorbet that apparently is supposed to cleanse. Yeah.
That's the amuse-bouche.
I wasn't, what was it?
It's called amuse-bouche. Essentially, what it is, it's a palate cleaner that they give you between your entree or your appetizer and or salad or soup and your main course. It kind of cleanses the palate a little bit. I asked for more before I go. Can I have more of this shit, please?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm not.
Can I get more of the free stuff? Thanks.
Right.
I'm not down with cleansing my palate with anyone's bouche. So
unless it smells and tastes like Hamburger Helper.
tuna surprise.
Exactly. Exactly.
That is definitely a surprise.
But I will say, you've got to check out this Groupon. I've signed up for the email. I got a fantastic email tonight for a romantic getaway for two down in the Dominican Republic at a hotel called the Grande Punta. It was $278 for two.
What? No way.
It's a big bitch, by the way. Grande Punta is big bitch in Spanish. Where are you going, the big bitch?
Hey. I'm not going to go there.
Wow.
So I have a question. I don't think I'm using Groupon, or they have another one. It's called Social Something or Other. But I get things for, I don't want a bikini wax. I don't want my nails did. I want something that I can use. I don't need my nails did. I'm good, thanks.
Okay.
How do you specify, like is there a box I can check, like, I am a male, I do not want a bikini wax?
They don't. Like, they send you all the random, so then I got off of Groupon, because every day I was getting, like, you know, shit that just didn't apply. I don't want to eat at an Indian restaurant. I don't want to go to this. Like, it was, like, all these things that just did not apply to me. Like, it was, like, the same thing. But
how about you join, and then I'll join, and then I'll give you the stuff that doesn't apply to me, and you give me the stuff that you think that might apply to me. How about that?
Right, we'll swap Groupons. Okay.
Exactly. We'll be Groupon swappers.
Yeah, well, you know what was pissing me off was that they'd send me a fucking email every day. I don't want to hear from nothing every day. I need an email maybe once a week and just sum it up. Like, here are the highlights.
Right.
On Thursday, if you want to do this, you can do it. And on Wednesday, but they give it to me on a Sunday so that I know what's up for the week. And if I want to go and get a pedi and a mani, then I will. You know, or whatever.
Right.
But it's just rude. They need to ask what our preferences are.
Yeah,
they usually do when you sign up. I signed it up and they asked me my preferences.
They didn't ask me nothing on Groupon. I just signed up the other day.
I got the app on my iPhone, and when I signed up for it, they asked me, do you want, like, health and beauty? Do you want, like, what do you want?
Yeah, they didn't ask me, and I have an iPhone.
Well, you know, I want some food.
I thought we were the segregated folks for being iPhone people. Not all is segregated.
Yeah,
I didn't sign up for
it's
anything.
Superior.
Well, like, I didn't sign up for anything, but for some reason, I'm getting coupons and free bras from Victoria's Secret. So
nice.
Hell yeah! Send that my way.
I wonder if the guy can go in there and be measured. I mean, I wonder if that would be weird. Just can
no,
you measure me for a bra?
They'll do it.
Really? Oh, oh my God.
Nordstrom's, though, is
Mike,
the best place to buy lingerie, I think.
No.
We got Nordstrom, they've got Victoria's Secret Beat. Nordstrom's got all the nice stuff.
Mm-hmm. We'll
thank
get
you
Jeff
some Victoria's Secret for men.
The reality
fuck
show.
You.
Like Victor's Secret. Although I'm afraid of what Victor's Secrets are. But Victor's
Ooh,
Secret.
Like mm-hmm. You guys should do that. You guys should do that. That would be like a hit store.
It really would. Although Victoria's Secret, I like their Love Spell hand lotion. Yeah, that's for me.
I
like that shit.
Yeah, I do like the little lotion section of Victoria's Secret.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Shelf.
That's
I just don't think they should have dressing rooms. Like, one thing you'd be trying to bra on, but I'm sorry. I know some of them women be trying to put them panties on, and that's, I just like, ugh, grosses me out.
Well, look,
I'm uncomfortable with, because you can get crabs around your nipple, can't you? Like, can your areola have crabs?
If you have hair, you can.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, who on this panel has hairy nipples? I need to know right now.
Not
I
said the fly.
Not as of yesterday.
Well, my nipples are really hairy. I like to braid it. I can add some beads. I get funky.
I can see Katrina up on stage with her nipple hair braided, and she's got them swaying counterclockwise.
And you know this, man.
You should bead it. You should put little beads on there. Oh, you they make noise.
Silly things.
Oh, wow.
Be like Janet Jackson, have a wardrobe malfunction, have jiggly things pasted on it.
Oh, it's happened.
It's happened. I still think that wardrobe malfunction was on purpose. What do you guys think?
It was.
I totally
of course
know
it was.
Like, they try to play us.
Of course.
Don't try to play me.
She knew about it. I don't think Justin knew about it, because the minute that Justin saw her boob, it was like eyes open, penis hard. He didn't know about it.
Well, he didn't know about it because he pulled the thing off.
He knew about
it. But he didn't
know
it was going to come all the way off. He thought that maybe there was like a cover. But no, she had a metal sunshine running right through that little nipple of hers.
I know. I was like, what the fuck? She was jewelry.
He had no idea. I don't know. That looks painful.
He just had like a pasty or something on, and he was supposed
to say.
You
know the Jacksons, they're talented as hell.
It wasn't a pasty. It was a nipple ring that just kind of locked into. I don't know why I looked so hard, but I thought it was cute. But it was like this little sun thing around her nipple that there was like a piercing that went straight through. So it was this barbell that went through her nipple that attached one side of the sun nipple ring to the other. So it was like an outside and inside type of thing. It was weird.
Yeah, you know, I can see Topher, going back on his DVR in high def and, like, zooming the picture in 20 times to get the full effect of Janet Jackson's nipple.
I was like, we all did. I couldn't believe it was there for all to see. I had to see it. Like, I just had to. It was like an elephant in the room. I just had to look at it one time.
I was in a house full of dykes, and I was the only one that caught it.
What?
I know, it's like a fucking
you know,
uniform,
the wrong
right?
lesbian is my friend.
Well, they was older. They just weren't expecting. It happened so fast. And then poor Midget, she had just left. And I had to call her on her cell phone. Was like, bitch, you just missed Janet Jackson, tit. She was mad.
That's funny.
You could rewind back then, can't you?
Yeah, and we had Tebow. That was the most Tebow thing ever. Like, people said that it, like, broke records in Tebow, where people
mm-hmm.
were...
And that is where wardrobe malfunction came from, because that did not exist until she was like, oh, it was a wardrobe malfunction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Bitch, you wanted to whip out your titty on television.
Yeah, no. Exhibition.
And I wanted to watch again and again and again, and I did.
Right.
Only once.
I thought it
Miss Jackson,
because
I'm nasty.
Right. I would have been like, it's just a great idea, but it was a great idea that maybe I didn't think about, and sorry.
Right. It was well played, because he was like, I'm going to have you naked by the end of this song, and she ripped it off, and it was a boom. She planned it.
Yeah, totally.
I don't really need to apologize for it. I know Justin had to apologize for it, otherwise they wouldn't let him appear at the Grammys that year. But
yeah,
I don't think she ever
right, I forgot about that.
Remember, they had he had just signed a campaign for the McDonald's thing, And then McDonald's, you know, they ended up cutting him from the commercials, and they just used that look like him singing, you know, the little hook, you know?
Yeah, that, I'm loving it, yeah.
He totally lost his endorsement.
Justin Timberlake. I don't like him. What about you guys? I can't stand him. He's fucking annoying.
Okay. I've liked him ever since he shaved off the Ronald McDonald fro.
I like
him. I'm a Justin Timberlake fan, I will admit.
I'm a Justin fan, too, and I like him when he was in the Facebook movie. I thought he was really good.
Yeah, I did, too. He's a good douchebag.
Taryn, you just sounded like a little kid.
He
was like, I thought he was really good.
I did. I thought he was really good in the Facebook movie.
I think he's a great actor.
Yeah.
He's a good actor, and
he's
really funny when he does, like, SNL.
Yeah. Oh,
my dick is in a box. My dick is in a box. Well, let me tell you, I wish your dick was in my box.
Those Jimmy Fallon skits are hilarious. Wait, that he does with Jimmy Fallon. Like,
I mean, I love him.
Hilarious.
He's so awesome. He's brilliant on SNL. But, I mean, that's kind of what he did on the Mickey Mouse Club.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean,
you know,
I wasn't surprised that he was good at it.
The best was on Jimmy Kimmel when Matt Damon and his then-girlfriend, what the fuck's her face there, did that. I'm fucking
Sarah
Matt Damon.
Silverman.
Yeah. And then Ben Affleck came on, and they did the I'm fucking Ben Affleck. Can I tell you, I creamed my shorts right then and there. I'm so in love with that motherfucker.
That
the joke is made every time a Ben Affleck movie comes on. He's like, I know why you want to watch this.
That's
Ben
so
Affleck.
Funny.
Oh, I have
really?
An idea. Let's tag team Ben
really?
Affleck and Matt Damon. I want me
no,
some Damon.
No, Matt Damon all the way.
Matt Damon all the way.
You were the only one, my friend. You were the only one.
Because J-Lo. I want Matt Damon.
Yeah,
thank you.
I don't care if you touch J-Lo or not, bitch. You can stick it in my mouth. My motherfucking mouth. It's another LL Cool J for me. It's really LL Cool J, Ben Affleck, and there's another one, but I can't think of who it is. I'm telling you, Ben Affleck could drink, crack that bottle over my fucking head. I still get on my knees and go down. I don't care.
He could smell like tuna fish, and you're down.
Ben Affleck, absolutely. As long as he's buying me some rocks so I can be like, I'm still Jeffrey from the block.
So let me get this straight. If LL's Cool J came over to your house and you did the sniff test and it smelled like tuna noodle casserole with toe jam on top, you would still go down.
Bitch, I'm plugging my nose and I'm going down. Either that, or I'm not going to go down. I'm just going to let him put him in my ass. That's all.
That's hilarious.
Oh, no. That's where you make bread out your ass.
Okay, Joe is going all mad at me because he's standing like 10 feet away from me. He's like, really? You're going to talk about this on the air with me standing 10 feet away from you? About LL Cool J or Ben Affleck sticking their dick in your ass? Really? Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, really.
This is like the 100 times.
You want Donnie Wahlberg. I said, Donnie Wahlberg, come try to stick his dick in your ass. Go for it, baby.
Yeah,
well. Who is TV back there?
Nobody's watching.
Oh, sorry,
TV.
That's me.
Watching
I'm watching fucking Ben Affleck on the Jimmy Kimmel, the thing that Jerry's talking about.
It's funny.
Oh, my God, tell me if
so
it makes you have stranger moisture. You got to tell me because I'm telling you, for me, I had stranger wood. It was bad, and then I had to go have sex because I was just so turned on.
Well, I'm
Ben Affleck.
Not yet, because so far I'm just seeing Sarah Silverman singing I'm Fucking Matt Damon. And I like Matt Damon much better, but Sarah Silverman ruined it for me.
Right. That
I love
funny.
Sarah Silverman. She is hysterical.
Yeah, but she's not hot.
No, not at all. Not at all. I'd rather sleep with a trash can. But she was so funny. She was talking about wanting to fuck a little laughing cow Jesus, the one in the red wrapper.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, are you
cutting
me
off? Wow.
We're getting
I can take a hint, kids. We should take a little time to enjoy the radio.
I know.
That's fucked up.
And I was totally going to talk about the X Factor auditions, but I guess I can wait until later.
Oh,
save
I
it,
guess.
Save it for tomorrow. Save it for tomorrow.
I think we're going to have a Tuesday trending report tomorrow, huh?
On Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday trending report.
The boys can fill in for fucking Michael. He's gone. Y'all bitches can't do it for me. Jesus.
I can fill in for you tomorrow.
I'll do it. I'll
hey,
do it all day.
I didn't do a prime time update on Friday.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, guys.
Good night,
good
night everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody, this is James, a.k.a. Lips, and you are listening to Lips on the Air. Woohoo! It's Friday, August. I almost said October. Really, it is Friday, August 16th, 2013. I almost did it again. Motherfuck.
Yep.
I don't know what's going on. I have Jasmine along here with me today. How are you doing, girl?
What's up? I'm great. How are you, darling?
I am doing fabulous. It's going to be just me and Jasmine today. Jeannie might pop in. You actually, you never know who might pop in
right.
on this show. We've invited some people to join us tonight, and you never know who might just pop in.
I'm hoping somebody does.
I do, too. Well, I do, too, because Jasmine decided to inform me that her phone might die during the show, so hopefully someone pops in in case she does drop. I don't think I'd be able to do the show alone. I don't think I could.
Oh.
It'd be a very one-sided conversation. Actually, no.
Just a
no,
bit.
I think it would actually show how creative I can be because I would actually try and show both sides of the conversation, even though it'd just be coming from me. It'd be pitting my
right
brain against my left brain. Whatever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it happened. It
works. You know.
It might work that way. But how's your week been? How has life been treating you?
It's okay. I guess the most hectic thing right now is still working the two jobs, and I did win tickets to Johnny Dare's 20th anniversary bash, and I'm rather excited about
that. Oh, I
know,
I saw that.
Yes, it's next week,
that.
And I got tickets for the whole weekend. I'm fucking stoked. So.
Sweet. Now, you do know that you have to have an ID to go and collect them, right?
I have said ID, and I've already collected said tickets.
Oh, you got your ID finally?
I thought I told you I did. I didn't need.
No.
Oh, yes, I have it, and my times are renewed.
Damn, you did it all. Dang.
I know.
Like, have
I'm
you completely changed in the last... You know, 5 days,
like
7 days that I've talked to you.
Yes, I was tired of driving illegally. Like I was riding so dirty.
You so were. This girl, okay, not gonna lie, she did not have her driver's license. Her tags on her car were expired. Girl had no insurance. Her rearview mirror was busted off of her car.
Not busted, but. And then,
to top it all off, also lost her debit card.
Yep.
So this girl has been, I swear, and she couldn't find her keys today. So, I'm telling you, she would lose her head if it wasn't attached. Like, I'm serious.
Yes, I would.
Like, she'd be sitting in her living room. Her head would be sitting in her living room. She'd be looking at everything, and her body would just be off doing God knows what.
Doing some random
shit. Probably doing some very naughty things.
Uh-huh.
anyway.
Naughty.
Mhm. Well, my week has been pretty easy, I'm not gonna lie. I haven't really had a whole lot going on. I have had a little bit of drama, but I'm gonna not really talk about that much on air. Just some family-ish that is stupid, and those people can kiss my ass if they listen to the show. What's ironic is that they don't even know. They don't even know that I posted a thing on Facebook that said, fine, you want to talk shit about me, or fine, talk shit about me, you know, whatever. I'll remember that the next time you need something from me since I've never asked you for anything. The people that I posted that status about
commented on it.
Haven't realized that it's about them because they just asked me to do a favor.
That's funny.
I'm a little.
What did you tell them? I hope you told them no.
No, I was like, well, because it's a couple months off that they want me to do this for them, and I said, well, it depends on if I'm working or not, or if I even live here anymore. And she said that, where might you be living? And I said, oh, well, I have a friend in Vegas who I'm considering possibly moving in with. And so, yeah, I might not even be here. And I almost said who it was. She was like, oh, well, if you decide to, to go to Vegas, you know, good luck and whatnot. And the funny thing is that they want me to do this for them so that they can in turn go to Vegas for a vacation.
Oh, that is hilarious.
It is
kind of
funny. It is kind of funny.
That is freaking, just a little bit.
I know it's stupid, but it's something that happened that kind of pissed me off and it kind of irritated me.
Right.
Like, you know, I did something for you the weekend of my birthday when I could have been celebrating my birthday with my friend.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
All I got from you was vomit on my arm.
Aww.
And a happy birthday. That's all I got.
That's it?
That's all. And it pissed me off. I'm not going to lie. It really got under my skin because it's like I am there for them anytime they ask me to do anything. Anytime.
Oh, yeah.
I am there because it's a nice escape. Like, it's a nice escape from what's going on in my life.
Yes, I would like to experience that with you sometime.
Right. It's a nice little escape. But it's like it was my fucking birthday.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm a little bitter. I'm a little bitter about it, and it just really upset me. So, whatever.
Yeah. It's all good.
And
it'll pan out.
Said person likes to talk shit on me to other people, including people that are very impressionable, who don't know how to not lie. And we'll tell you the truth no matter what, and have kind of let it spill what they've said about me. And I'm just a little pissed off.
Bitter,
and it's
like you said,
Right. It's nice to know what you actually think of it. And I want to say so badly who I'm talking about, but I can't. But you know who I'm talking about now.
Now I do. Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I don't really want to say anything because said person might be listening, and I don't want her to be able to say, or them to be able to say, that you totally just sold me out on the radio or whatever. I don't want to really announce it, but it's something that's been eating me up inside the last couple of days, and I needed to finally get it out and talk about it, vent it out, and kind of move on with it. But if you're out there listening, fuck you. I love you. I love you. But
I love
kind
you.
Of fuck you at the
fuck
same time.
You. Fuck
right.
you for now. How's that?
Right. But anyways, so yeah, we're going to go ahead and we're going to jump into, we have a lot of things that we want to cover tonight.
Yes.
You know, and also we have an announcement coming close to the end of the show for what's going to happen next week. on Lips on the Air.
Oh, yay. I'm excited.
But I know. I'm sure you are. I'm pretty, pretty sure you are. Well, we're going to go ahead and jump into our first news story of the day. And it's apparently Chris Brown, hit-and-run charges have been dismissed. It says an L.A. judge has dismissed a hit-and-run charge, driving charge against singer Chris Brown. says that, I am prepared, I swear. I am so prepared for this. A Los Angeles judge has dismissed a hit-and-run driving charge against singer Chris Brown. The judge said Brown had reached a civil compromise with the other driver, and City News Service says the misdemeanor was dropped Thursday. Brown didn't attend the hearing. Now, what it is I guess Chris Brown was in an accident with, it doesn't say the lady's name, doesn't say the person's name, but he was in an accident where his Range Rover collided with a woman's Mercedes.
Oh.
And it says that Chris has given his insurance information and all of his insurance information and stuff to the lady, but it turns out that he had given her the wrong insurance information. Now, now his insurance company did cover the damages to the Mercedes, but it looks like the city prosecutor objected to the dismissal, saying that Brown was still on probation at the time of the crash for assaulting then-girlfriend Rihanna in 2009.
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. I think, honestly, I mean, his insurance company took care of it. He still was responsible with it. You know, I don't think he intentionally gave her the wrong insurance information. I think, honestly, that was just an accident. That could happen to anybody, especially in especially in the heat of the moment and being an accident, you're going, you know, so many things going through your head, like, okay, what do I need to do? What do I need to say? What do I need to give? Don't admit guilt. Don't do any of this, you know, whatever. And I think it was just an accident, and he got the charges were dismissed, which is good for him, you know. But, you know, with Chris Brown, when one door closes, another one opens.
Another one opens. Yeah.
Chris Brown is being sued over the Frank Ocean Entourage fight.
Oh, goodness.
Says here, Shakira Durante sued Brown for unspecified damages in Los Angeles Superior Court, claiming he suffered a concussion as well as humiliation and mental anguish as a result of the attack. Durante claims he was beaten. Yeah, he claims he was beaten by a member of Brown's entourage, identified in the suit as Hood, during a fight over a parking spot.
Yep. That's the dumbest part, over a parking spot at recording studio. Yeah, like
at a recording
studio. It's a spot like parked two cars away. It's not that deep.
Exactly.
Like really.
Chris Brown's attorney went on to say, "This is what gives lawyers and lawsuits." What gives lawyers and lawsuits a bad name is garbage like this. He also said that he will seek to have the lawsuit dismissed and will then countersue Durante. Now, you know, I'm all for wanting to get the closest spot that you can get. My question is, were their names on the frickin' parking spot? Like, did it say the spot
you
is
know,
for Frank Ocean?
Or for Chris
like, for
Brown.
Real.
Well,
honestly,
no, it didn't.
Right. Like, what's the big deal? Why fight? There are so many other more important things to fight about. I'd say fight about a girl, but Frank Ocean's gay. So, I mean, you can't fight about women. Is this what you resort to?
Right.
That's even stupider to fight about. Like, really? There are plenty of parking spots in this frickin' in the world.
Radiation? Right.
Especially in Los Angeles. I mean, hello. Los Angeles is very overpopulated, so they have tons of parking. You can park anywhere.
Tons.
Why fight over
even
a
at a
spot?
Recording studio. Yeah, even at a recording studio. It's such the dumbest part of the whole thing. I like, of all things to get into, not just a fight, but a fist fight over, like, okay, y'all aren't that special.
Exactly.
Come on.
Exactly. I feel the same way. It's like, honestly, my mom has a handicap placard. My mom has handicap plates. And anytime we go anywhere, and even if I'm driving my mom's car, okay, my mom, if it's just me and my mom in the car, she'll park in handicapped spots. There is actually nothing physically wrong with my mom that requires her to park in a handicapped spot.
Okay.
How she got them, I have no idea. But
that's
so good. She has them so she can park and so she can be close to the doors and whatnot. And I guess at night, like when it's late at night, I can understand wanting to be close to the doors.
Oh, yeah.
Totally understandable. Completely understandable since you're female. Nine times out of ten, she goes shopping, she's alone. I totally get that. When I'm driving my mom's car, if I'm driving my mom's car, my mom's with me, if I don't park in the handicapped spot because it's available, I get my ass chewed. I don't like parking in handicapped spots because, I'm not handicapped. Two, there are other people that legit
who might
need
actually
this
be.
Spot.
Yeah.
Right. The only time I'm okay with it is if I have my stepdad with us because my stepdad is legitimately
That's
handicapped.
That's probably how y'all got the handicapped.
She's had them for a long time. I don't know. But I feel bad parking in a handicapped spot just because it's close to the building. It's like, I am not handicapped. The only time I do it is if my stepdad's with us because my stepdad is legitimately handicapped. So, different. Very different situation. It's 9 times out of 10, those spots are bigger, so it has more room for him to get out of the car.
Yeah.
Situated on a scooter or in a wheelchair or whatever, so we can get him in wherever we have to go. So, like, that's a little bit different. And then I get pissed off when I go places and I have him with me and those spots are full. That's the only time I get irritated. Otherwise, when I'm by myself, they're the only spots that are open. That's what I hate. When I'm by myself, they're the only spots that are open. But when I have someone with me who's legitimately handicapped, they're full. That's what pisses me off.
That's freaking retarded.
We're going to move on from parking. I don't necessarily like parking. I hate trying to park my car. I have a big car. I don't like it. It's not fun.
Yeah, mine's a bigger car. Like, it's a car, but it's a bigger car. So.
Right. You have a Buick. Hello.
Yes.
Buicks
yes.
are huge. They are.
So, yeah.
I like your car, though.
I do, too.
Nice. But we're going to go ahead and move on to our next topic. And this one, I'm really excited about this one because, I'm not a big fan of WWE, I'll admit it.
I
don't really like wrestling.
Retract what you were about to say, please.
But I will admit, I do like MMA fighting. I do like MMA, mixed martial arts.
Oh, there you go. MMA is pretty cool.
WWE, I don't necessarily like because to me it's just all fake. Like I don't necessarily think it's real. My stepdad on the other hand loves it. But go ahead. You're like what?
Oh, I follow it to an extent, and the only reason why I follow said events, you know, WWE is because of. Snyder, I don't think he'll care that I'm talking about him. Pretty much if I ever, you know, if I'm ever hanging out with him and it's like a Wednesday night or whatever, we're usually watching Raw, but that's definitely one of his bigger interests is wrestling. So, like, if I'm over there and it's on, then that's kind of what I'm forced to watch. But it's kind of entertaining.
All I gotta say about it, I can understand the entertainment value, but World Wrestling Entertainment superstar Darren Young gave TMZ an exclusive, and I've never heard of anyone giving TMZ an exclusive, but he gave them an exclusive when he came out as gay during an impromptu interview at LAX Airport in Los Angeles. A videographer stopped Young while he was getting his bags at LAX Wednesday and asked the 33-year-old if he thinks a gay wrestler could be successful within the WWE organization. He replied with, absolutely. Look at me. I'm a WWE superstar, and to be honest with you, I'll tell you right now, I'm gay, and I'm happy. Very happy.
Aww.
Now, the camera guy was stunned.
Right.
The camera guy was stunned. Like, he stammered a lot as soon as that was, as soon as he said those words. He was like, oh my God, like, because I mean, it's a shock, you know. But he says, he goes on to say, I guess if you want to call it coming out, I really don't know what to say it is. I'm just letting you know that I'm happy with who I am, I'm comfortable with myself, and I'm happy to be living the dream. Some people might not like it, some people will like it. I'm here to please myself. I'm here to be happy. I'm hoping to make a difference. It's very important to me to make people understand that someone's sexual preference shouldn't really matter. It should be about the person.
And it really shouldn't.
And I have to give him
major props.
I completely agree with him. And I have to give him major props for being the first openly gay WWE superstar. I have to give him such huge props. And he's really kind of cute. And now that he's gay, I know that fantasizing about him wouldn't be wrong. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But he's, I have so much respect for him and for coming out and for being a leader in the movement towards, you know, the world of wrestling. I think that's amazing, and I, you know, wish him nothing but continued success as a WWE superstar.
Right.
And actually, a few superstars had actually come out in support for him, including people, I guess, with the organization. So that's even better that he actually has people on the inside on his side.
Does it mention names of who's in support?
It mentions John Cena.
Oh,
John
hell
Cena's
yeah.
One.
Okay. Hell yeah.
And let me see. Because I kind of briefly went over, I heard about this the other day. I kind of briefly went over the article. A representative for WWE said that the wrestling organization is proud of Young for coming out. WWE is proud of Darren Young for being open about his sexuality, and we will continue to support him as a WWE superstar.
Awesome.
Today, in fact, Darren will be participating in one of our Be a Star anti-bullying rallies in Los Angeles to teach children how to create positive environments for everyone regardless of age, race, religion, or sexual orientation. So that's,
I'm going to start watching WWE anymore. I'm gonna have to start watching them more. Oh wow!
Now that they're being incredibly supportive with him. So
it's not like they never, and it's not like they ever talked bad or anything. Like there was never any, you know, ill will or anything bad said about, you know, the gay community or anything by them. But you know, we never knew that they had such support either. Like it just was one of those things that were never talked about. And now that they have an openly gay wrestler, they can be like, hell yeah.
Well, because you think in that, you would think in that kind of environment that really wouldn't be all that accepted because it's about being more of the manly man, the macho man, I would say more or less the all-American, you know. I think that, I think when you think WWE, you wouldn't necessarily put it with.
Thank you.
Not really,
but at the same time, you have to look at some of the wrestlers, like none of them really have gay tendencies, I guess, but some of them aren't exactly like super, super macho either. Like there's one wrestler,
A few of them do have some gay tendencies. From what I used to watch it all the time with my stepdad because he would kind of dominate the TV in the living room watching it.
You probably know like Bret Hart and or Bret Michaels, and then there was they were my two favorites.
Michaels.
There was Bret Michaels and then
Bret Michaels.
Oh my God. And then, well, there was
Isn't
another one.
Isn't Michaels the lead singer of Poison?
No, maybe. Okay, so Hart then. And no, I don't. One's Hart, and one's Michaels. Hart used to wear the white, like the white pants that had like red hearts on them, and Michaels used to wear a purple tank top with like, it was like a purple tank top with like different colored pants. I don't remember. It's been a while. One's Michaels, one's Hart. I know that for sure. I know those are their last names for sure. That's probably when you watched it, and they were more of like your kind of, they were semi arrogant kind of feel about him, like,
well, I think
they,
it's,
like,
I think it's Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels, because the name Shawn kind of rings or sticks out to me right now.
I think you're right.
And I do I do kind of remember Bret Hart, but we're gonna keep this gay theme kind of going for the rest of the show here. So it's Gay Friday on Lips on the Air.
Apparently, awesome, you know.
We're gonna move on. We're gonna move on to one of my favorite singers. She is absolutely incredible, and I recently saw her new music video for her song "Tie It Up." And if I ever get married, this song is going to be in my video engagement announcement. I already have that thing planned out.
I haven't heard it.
Which is kind of sad because I always said I was never going to get married. Well, I always said I was never going to get married. And my wedding, my engagement announcement video is already prepared in my head to this song.
Nice.
Well,
my thing is, like,
Tie It Up.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
We haven't even told them what it was. Yes, it's called Tie It Up, and I liked the video. The video is awesome. It features gay couples and straight couples getting married. That's amazing. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But there were no lesbian couples. Like, there was straight, there was gay, but there was no lesbian.
I didn't see any lesbian couples in the video. But I like that the video incorporated that it incorporated.
It's great.
Unions of all kinds. You know, I really like that when I was watching it, and I watched it a couple times because, again, I really love this song, and if I ever get married,
mm-hmm.
it may even be the song I walk down the aisle to, just saying.
Well, there you go.
It's an awesome song. It's a great video, and when I watched it a couple times, like, it's so cute, and it's beautifully done, and they
mm-hmm.
incorporate pictures from other fans, from, like, her fans send in pictures
yeah.
of their own weddings
for it,
and video, and
yep.
stuff like that, and you see a few same-sex couples getting married in the video, and cutting the cake, and doing all this other stuff, and I just thought it was really cool. It says, Clarkson's performance as a wedding singer is intercut with footage from actual weddings, straight and gay, and proves that whether there is a bride and groom, two brides, or two grooms, weddings just need two things to be a good time, love and good
yep.
music. And
there
booze
you.
And food help too, you know.
You know, just saying.
So, I love the video. I think it's amazing, and big ups to Kelly Clarkson. And if you haven't heard the song
yeah.
or watched the video, it'll be linked right now in the chat room, so go check it out after the show, because we want you guys to stay until the very end.
Of course. We love you guys.
Yeah. So, we do. We love y'all. Y'all are amazing. You're the reason we do this show every week.
Every week.
You know, Guilty Pleasure has been taken the last couple of weeks off, which is understandable. You know, they're all busy doing stuff, but us and No Rules, Just Mics, we're keeping it going. We're keeping it live. We're keeping it new.
We're here for you.
We're keeping it great for you guys. We're here for you.
Exactly.
Tell us your problems. Leave us messages on Facebook. Because I kind of want
to
do some of these segments. If you guys have any questions, you know, or have anything you guys need help solving issues, or just need some advice in situations, leave us a message on Facebook. Or a comment on our timeline. Just leave us a question, and we will be glad to give you our best, most unprofessional advice that we can come up with. So, there you go. But we're gonna it's not gonna be the gay hour of Lips on the Air, because something I want to talk about.
Why not?
Miley Cyrus reveals new album
mm-hmm.
release date and title. Okay, Miley Cyrus' album. Now, Miley Cyrus is, I don't know how to put this.
She's a little cray-cray.
Okay.
I don't want to call her cray-cray, because to me, right now, Amanda Bynes is cray-cray. She's just trying to figure out who she
right.
is. And I think that's what's confusing a lot of people, because it's not who she was, but that wasn't who she was.
Right.
She was owned by Disney. And it's just like Christina Aguilera going from genie in a bottle to strip. You know, what's that, dirty?
But that wasn't, that wasn't her label. I don't think that was Christina's label.
I think that was,
her first album was definitely her label. They wanted her to kind of have this good girl. And then she went complete skank with her second album.
Because
I'm sorry.
That's who she
I love
is.
Christina. I loved her music. I thought she was a great singer. Now, I don't necessarily think that she's all that good anymore. I think that she's lost a lot of, her fan base. Her last couple albums have flopped. I think she's trying too hard. Her last album flopped. They both did.
So.
Bionic and Lotus. They both flopped.
I liked Lotus. Well, I haven't heard all of Lotus, but I mean, I liked the few songs that she did the videos for.
I liked her song Your Body. I liked it. I will admit, I thought it was a good song. But other than that, I've listened to the other songs on the album, and I'm not a fan. But anyways, Miley Cyrus. Back to the topic at hand. Miley, she said, I did some research on her, a little bit of research on her, because I am a fan of hers. I do like her music.
Right.
But I did a little bit of research, and the thing was, her last album, Can't Be Tamed, which came out in 2011, I believe.
Probably.
2010 or 2011.
Sounds about right.
It was a very pop album, and she said that she wanted that to be her last pop album while she tried to find music that would be more inspiring to her and do things. And at that point, she said that her music after that, she wanted it to be more of like a rock-oriented, sound.
Yeah.
She took a complete 180 with her next album. It's scheduled to come out October 6th, and it's called Bangerz. With a Z, Bangerz, B-A-N-G-E-R-Z.
But it's called what?
The reason she's calling the album Bangerz, B-A-N-G-E-R-Z.
Oh, wow.
The reason she's calling it Bangerz is because she said she was listening to it, she was listening to the album, and she got about 8 songs in, and she realized that all she had on this album were bangerz, club hits, things like that.
Oh.
And I'm sorry, Miley Cyrus and club hits? Do not go together.
It's kind of funny.
Me.
Well, her first video that she's done from the album. Like, what is it called?
We Can't Stop.
Yeah, We Can't Stop. I actually really love that song, even though I couldn't remember the title of the stupid thing. But
Her next single is supposed to be coming out. I believe it's a song called Trainwreck.
Uh huh.
I might be wrong. Let me do a little bit of research real quick and verify that. Let me just tell you, when her album comes out October 6th, I will be doing a Miley Cyrus album review.
Oh, goodness. Uh-huh.
Because I will buy the CD because I have, you know, all of her other ones. And oh, no, Wrecking Ball. Wrecking Ball.
Wrecking Ball.
The name of the next
That's funny. Train Wreck and Wrecking Ball.
We might be doing a Miley Cyrus Bangerz review.
We can do that. And you better have me plans for tonight. Because we're supposed to be going to a CD release tonight. Aha, you did forget.
Oh, I did forget. Oopsie.
I'm still kidnapping you.
We're going to switch gears, and we'll talk about that after the show, actually. we'll talk about that after the show. But we're going to switch gears, and we're going to kind of get into a little bit of Beyonce territory for a minute. Now,
a little bit.
Beyonce recently posted pictures on Instagram. Following the conclusion of her North American leg of her Miss Carter show world tour, Beyonce posted several pictures of her on Instagram showing off a significantly shorter haircut. Now, My thing is, the woman wears wigs all the time.
Right. So shorter hair is probably easier,
so,
but yes.
I think having short hair, probably not going to be that big of a deal because, you know, she's going to put a wig on her next show probably.
No matter
or whatever.
What. Yeah.
But apparently not. Because
really?
According to Social 50, according to the Social 50 on Billboard.com, each of the three photos, which were posted within minutes of one another, have received between 325,000 to 400,000 likes a picture. She has ushered in 199,000 new followers on Instagram
Dang.
In the week starting August 11th, which is a 9% increase over the previous week. Total contributed to 119% increase in weekly fan acquisition across the board, with 653,000 new followers on Instagram, all because of a haircut.
Wow.
Now, I want to go back a little bit because, and it's kind of, this is where I kind of feel that there's a little bit of comparison to Miley Cyrus. Miley Cyrus was famous for playing Hannah Montana on Disney Channel, okay?
Yep.
She had a huge career, number one albums with Hannah Montana, all this other stuff. She went on tour with Hannah Montana, and it was Hannah Montana and Miley Cyrus Best of Both Worlds tour. I took my nieces to see the movie. I may or may not own it on DVD. I cannot confirm nor deny it. And she kind of became famous for having an alter ego. Okay?
Yes.
And for performing as her alter ego. Well, flash forward to, I think, 2008. Beyonce releases an album.
Mm-hmm.
I Am Sasha Fierce. And you see an alter ego of Beyonce that's more sexual, more fierce, more empowering. You know, put a ring on it, girl. It deemed to be successful for her because she released some very popular singles from that album. You know,
right.
That was, I think, one of her most successful albums to date, you know, because you got to see two different sides of her. And then she now, a couple months after Miley Cyrus cuts her hair and is sporting, you know, a more rocker style cut, now Beyonce is doing it. So my question is, do you think that Beyonce is in more ways than one trying to copy the popularity that's becoming of Miley Cyrus?
I myself, I don't think so, but with the music industry, you never know. Or with the entertainment industry, you never know.
Well, and I mean, okay, you don't see Beyonce, you know, you don't hear stories of Beyonce out partying, doing drugs, you know, things like that you hear about Miley Cyrus. But my question is, do you think as a marketing tool that they could be doing this to kind of make her appeal to an even younger audience? The audience
Maybe.
That's more appealing to Miley. Do you think that Beyonce's crew or Beyonce's management, which is basically herself, do you think that she's trying to convey a younger image to try and grasp
an audience of
adolescents that are just turning 18, 19, 20 years old, and she wants to latch on to them as much as she has to the fan base that she currently has?
And that's a definite possibility. There's no way to know for sure, but that's definitely a possibility.
Right. I agree. I think it's a definite possibility. I know I'm a Beyonce fan. I like her music, you know. I see nothing wrong with that. But I think that she's a little overrated, and I think she's starting to kind of realize that. And I think that in her realizing that, she's trying to now capture that younger audience. So that's what I think she's trying to do.
Maybe
her own fan base is growing a little tired of her, and so now she's trying to grasp
Well, like her fan base right now is people who have followed her since Destiny's Child, guaranteed. Like us and older.
Oh right.
Like,
well, I like Destiny's Child. I was a fan of Destiny's Child. Writing on the Wall. Their second album, Writing on the Wall.
One of my favorite
CDs. I loved it.
Hell yeah.
I, Bills, my, that was my jam when I was like 12.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bugaboo.
Right.
I love the song Bugaboo.
Bugaboo. But then they released
Say My Name, the video for Say My Name, and there were two very unfamiliar faces in that video.
Very unfamiliar.
I didn't understand what was going on.
I'm not kidding.
At first, after that video came out, I seriously thought, because I watched MTV and stuff like that, but I really didn't get into like the whole controversy or whatever. At first, I honestly thought that LaToya Luckett and LaTavia Robinson, the two original members, I honestly thought they both had like plastic surgery that went terribly wrong. And I was like, the fuck?
Oh, shit.
In 99, 2000. But my favorite Destiny's Child song, is Jumpin' Jumpin'. I fucking love that song.
That is a song
that if I went out to the clubs a lot, that would be the song that would get me ready to go out to the club, because that's just an awesome song.
Good to know.
You know? So just saying, if you ever want me to really go out to the club with you, just come over and play some Destiny's Child, Jumpin', and it'll probably get me in the mood to go to the club, just saying.
I shall remember that.
Yeah. That, and they have a song. Destiny's Child, I realized that they had songs on their albums that, that more or less told, like, kind of a sad story. And on,
some of them.
On Survivor. On the second album, Survivor, they have the song called The Story of Beauty, which is a beautiful song, but it's so tragic because it talks about a girl who gets raped by her stepfather, and her mother doesn't believe her. And it's basically, you know, the turmoil that she suffers with, and because of events that happened to her as a child, it's kind of like set this path for her life that's been very destructive, and she's been with nothing but guys that have been abusive towards her. And that's a very sad song, but very powerful at the same time. And I think that kind of inspires like a little bit of the story, I guess, the storyteller in me when it comes to writing songs, because I have songs that I've written that kind of tell like not the same story, but something kind of similar to it. In my own words of what I think that would happen, of what I think would happen to a different a person, or how life could play out for people. So it's sad.
But I think that's what I like, and
I think that's what I really like about country music, is that there's the storyteller aspect to country music, because every song tells a story. Every country song can tell a great story. But you don't hear that a lot in pop music or R&B music.
No.
Well, you might hear it a little bit in R&B, but you don't really hear it in pop music, and you don't really hear it in hip-hop music. And I kind of want to, like, if I were to become a famous singer or a famous songwriter, that's kind of the style I would want to go with. I would want to be...
Well, let's not be depressing all of the time.
I'm just saying. I want to be able to write a song that actually tells a story, and that's in that format of it being, you know... of being pop music, and it telling a really good story, whether it be a happy story or a sad story or whatever. You know, I think that would be great to do.
That would be
great. So we're gonna kind of switch gears.
Because
we only have about 15 minutes left in the show, and there's something that, so yeah, something I wanted to talk about is. Is the question, are you gay, offensive? It's on HuffingtonPost.com, and it's in their Gay Voices section. And I'll actually put a link to this story in the chat room. I had to think about it for a minute. Excuse me. But it says, when fashion icon editor Andre Leon Talley recently rejected being labeled gay, many were shocked to learn that someone they had identified as not being straight actually was. So in response, Huffington Post Live, never afraid to tackle tricky topics, dedicated a segment to the question, is it taboo to ask someone if they're gay? Now, I watched part of the interview, And they basically try and rationalize. Some people have tried rationalize because it's a debate. Like, it's a legit debate that they have that I want you guys to go check out. but it poses the question, is asking someone if they're gay, would that really be considered an offensive question? There are some people that say it's not an offensive question because it's not going into, like, their bedroom life or their personal life. It's basically asking them, but it's asking them who they are and who they identify themselves as.
Right.
But at the same time, I don't think that your sexuality is what defines you as a person. I mean,
it doesn't define you, though.
Asking,
but I think I think it's a question that you do have to, you have to be careful on who you ask. You know, like, if it's somebody who, like, you see hanging around a lot of, you know, gay or lesbian, bi, whatever, you know, people, you know, all of the time, or, like, if they're known supporters, and it's kind of an obvious question, you know, oh, are you gay as well?
Right.
You know, that's an obvious question. But, you can't, like, but at the same time, you don't want to walk up to somebody who, I mean, may look like a WWE wrestler. You know, you don't want to just walk up to somebody like him and be like, are you gay? You know, because they might not be, and then they might beat the crap out of you for even asking. You know, like, they might get really offended. Like, you do have to be careful.
Right.
And then, and sometimes it's just, it's the way that you ask. Like, if you are talking to somebody who looks like they could be in WWE, then there might be, you might want to ask it in an offhand way instead, if you really are curious.
Right. Not just be like,
you know?
Not just go and be like, dude, are you gay? I want to fuck you. Like, maybe if there's alcohol involved, it might not be that big of a deal. that question at that precise moment. Okay, my question to you, if you're in an environment where, and actually, I kind of want to put this question to you two different ways.
Okay.
You're in the workplace, and you're dealing with people that you associate with on a daily basis, and you kind of have to get along, and you kind of develop a friendship over time.
Yeah.
And if somebody asked you, and if, let's just say, one of your coworkers out of the blue asked you, "Are you gay?" Would you find it offensive, being it somebody that you have kind of grown to know, as on a friendship basis? Would you find it offensive for them to ask you that?
No, but that's because, I mean, for me, it's because I don't make it obvious if I am or not. Like, I don't talk about boyfriends I've never had a girlfriend, but I don't talk about guys or girls. I mean, there's of course I've talked about guys, but I'm not like an obviously boy crazy girl, if that makes sense. Like, I'm not constantly talking about this guy or that guy or whatever, or even this chick or that chick. Like, I don't make it known, you know, so they might be curious.
Right.
And I mean, and it also depends on, you know, whether or not they are as well, because sometimes straight people like to assume, if you know, if you're not saying either way, they like to assume that you're straight. But I mean, it's none of their business. I mean, if they want to ask, for me, it's whatever. I don't really care. But to somebody like my brother, he might kind of look at you in an offhand way and be like, no. You know, he's not going to, like, freak out, but he's going to be like, hi, you're funny, bro. You know? He would be like, why are you even asking me that? You know, but he's kind of like one of those, I guess you could say metro. Like, he takes care of himself. He, you know, bathes like a normal person should. He likes to dress up when he goes out, you know. So,
yes,
I mean, it's
because a lot of heterosexuals, they're not the cleanest of the bunch.
Well, I'm not saying they're not clean,
but they don't put themselves together.
I know. They don't put themselves together as well as gay guys do. I'm sorry, but gay guys normally know how to dress really well. And my brother, he has a style, and I guess that's what it is.
So then are you telling me that I have a great style? Are you telling me that I dress with style and that I know how to put myself together?
I love you.
You bet.
No, I'm kidding.
I'll kick your ass now.
Okay, sweetie, you wear t-shirts and cargo pants. Like, but I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. The, like, there is, like, I even thought my brother was gay when he was in high school.
And cargo shorts. I wear t-shirts
and
cargo shorts.
Oh, that's what I meant, cargo shorts, not pants, shorts. That's what I meant, shorts. But I mean, like, I thought my brother was gay when he was in high school.
Hold on, though. But hold on. Does that mean that I come off as a big person because I wear t-shirts and cargo shorts?
No, that means I didn't know if you were or not when I first met you. And I've already explained that. I couldn't tell. I wasn't sure.
Which I think is hilarious, given that almost everybody else said, I knew when you walked in the door.
Really? Yeah, I wasn't.
Let me put the question to you in a different, in another way. You're walking down the street. You're with a group of girls, and you do like the color purple, but you do, sometimes kind of dress more a little bit tomboyish.
I do,
in my opinion.
I mean, that's fine. I dress like a butch. Yes.
So you're walking down the street and you're just minding your own business, talking with your girlfriends, whatever, and somebody just comes up to you and asks you, oh, my God, are you a lesbian? How do you respond to that? Do you brush it off? Do you look at them and say, hey, that's none of your fucking business and mind out, get out of my, say, get out of my face?
Right.
Or do you just say, I might be, you never know. You know, how would you address that situation?
A random person who just randomly walks up to me like that, I probably would look at him a little weird and be like, not lesbian, no, but I do like girls. I think it's like, don't really know how else to say that. Especially to somebody who is a random, like, I'm open.
Well, and, like, my situation is like, in a situation where, you know, if I was in situation A, which is I'm in a work environment and, you know, I have people that I'm going to be working with very closely and, you know, we're kind of going to develop a friendship. If they were to ask me, you know, point blank, if I was gay, I would answer the question honestly. I wouldn't feel it was really necessary to beat around the bush with it. I would just be straightforward and honest about it. Because honestly, I feel if you're going to ask me an honest question like that, then I'm going to give you an honest answer. If it's going to change the way you think about me, that's totally fine. You know, if it's going to make you, by me saying, you know, yes or no, if it's going to change your outlook on me, then that's on you. That's not on me. Because I'm the same person I was 5 minutes before you asked me that question.
Exactly.
You know, so if the fact that if my sexuality is going to change anything, then, let's get that out of the way now.
Out
of the way now, you know.
Right.
If I'm in a situation where I'm walking down the street and I'm, you know, with like two or three straight guys and somebody randomly comes up on the street and asks me my sexuality, I'm not going to tell them. Because you never know how people are going to react to it. And
that's
I don't want to be that person that you see on the news who was a homicide victim because somebody came up and asked me if I was gay. I said yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, oh, well, because you're gay, I'm going to waste you, pull the gun out and shoot me. Like, you know.
Yeah, well, so fair enough.
I'm not going to put myself in any type of situation like that where if I'm in a public place like that, if I'm at a gay bar, I'm sorry, if I'm at a gay bar, that's kind of,
it's
kind of, you know.
It's a little, yes.
Yeah, you're kind of, no, if you go to a gay bar and you're a straight guy and you're at a gay bar and you're hanging out, I'm sorry, you are, oh, God, what's the word? I knew it before I went to say it. Your game. Like, honestly, if you're a straight guy at a gay bar and I walk in and I see you, I'm going to come up to you and ask you if I'm attracted to you in any way, shape, or form. I'm going to come up to you. I'm going to possibly try to hit on you. And then if you, like, are denying my advances, I'm going to straight out ask you if you're gay. Because, honestly, you're in that environment.
Right.
It shouldn't be offensive for me to ask you that question.
No, not in that kind of environment.
If I ask you that question.
Yeah.
Right. But I don't know. I don't find the question offensive. I don't think it's a question that's offensive to find out to ask somebody if they're gay. Because you're not asking them, you know, you're not really asking them, oh, well, are you a top or a bottom? Are you
right.
in a relationship? You're not asking those questions. All you're doing is trying to find out how they identify themselves. And, you know, you're asking them to plan accordingly, you know, to how you're going to address them. Be like, hey, do you and your boyfriend want to come out to dinner? Or if you're straight, hey, do you and your girlfriend want to come out to dinner? You know, whatever.
Yeah.
I think by asking the question and being open to give them an answer, you're opening yourself up to, you're making the situations less awkward for, like, if your friends come up to you and say, hey, we're going out to dinner. Do you and your girlfriend want to go? And the guy's like, could I invite my boyfriend instead?
Right.
Like, I think it would take out the awkwardness of interactions.
Yeah.
Well, we only have a few minutes left. This hour has gone by so quickly.
I did not imagine
it to go as quickly as it did.
I know.
I got my spiel to say. If you're not familiar with Uncensored Radio, you should be. We have tens of packages of available prices. Email us at uncensoredradio@aol.com. And I actually really need to check that email. I haven't checked it in a while. Oops. Also, make sure you're listening to all of our other shows. No Rules, Just Mics, every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. Chick Chat repeats are Monday night at 10 Eastern, 7 p.m. Jake Pittman repeats are now on Tuesday nights following Guilty Pleasures at 10 p.m. Eastern with a Uncensored Radio Retro Wednesday following Guilty Pleasures Wednesday nights at 10 o'clock as well. Lips on the Air every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific time, and Guilty Pleasures Monday through Friday. Monday through Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. Make sure that you tune in to the Jake Pittman Show tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. I hate saying all those times.
It's
crazy. Because I flub up a lot. You know, it happens. But, Jasmine, thank you so much for joining me tonight. This has been incredible. It's been a fun hour.
It's been amazing.
Do you have a final thought to close out the show?
Oh, gosh. Not really. I guess I'm just really excited about next weekend. So... Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we have to announce that. Next weekend, next Friday on Lips on the Air,
well, there's two things from day one. Yes, so excited.
Next Friday, Dark from Day One, a local band, which they're not really local.
Not
I think they're more
us.
On the national scale.
Well, they're from Arkansas. I don't know if I told you that. They're not local from Kansas.
No, you didn't.
My apologies. They're local from Arkansas. That's where they're from. And, they do have a pretty, for like a quote unquote local band. They're not so local. Like, they have a lot of fan bases, like, everywhere. So I'm hoping that, you know, next Friday's show is gonna be freaking awesome. I get to talk to Natal and, actually, I don't know the other band members' names because they've actually had a few changes. They've had a few changes within the last couple of months, so I will figure that out. But, yes, Natal's, he's amazing, one of the sweetest guys I've ever met. He might look odd, red beard and all, but he's one of the nicest guys ever. So I'm excited for him, for the spotlight.
You guys need to be sure to tune in next Friday. For Dark from Day One, they will be on the show with us. We'll be playing their song. We'll be interviewing them. You guys will get to hear all about them. Our surprise call-ins didn't call in. Ashley and Miss Johnson were going to call in, but Karen had a few things going on, so she said she might call in, but she might not be able to. So, you know, hopefully. But anyways. My name is James. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and for listening to Lips on the Air. Make sure you're following us on Facebook, facebook.com/Lips on the Air. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We'll see you again next week. And this is Lips kissing off. Mwah. Good night, everybody.
Bye.